On this date in 1918, World War I ended in the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month. November 11th came to be known as Armistice Day. President Dwight Eisenhower declared it Veterans Day in 1954. It was a day set aside to honor the men and women who served the United States in uniform. But in the years since, Veterans Day has become, for some, just another day off, or a day to hit the big sales at the mall. For one shopkeeper in Des Moines, Iowa, it is a busy day.
The state and county workers here will have the day off, and fortunately for us, they'll be out shopping.
But for Melody Barkley, co-owner of the gift store Calypso 968, Veterans Day is still a day unlike others. Although she's working today, Barkley says she's more mindful of Veterans Day since September 11th.
I think a lot more people are realizing what our veterans do for us, and it's becoming more special. I think younger individuals are becoming involved and getting more interested at an earlier age with what's going on in the world and the wars.
The students at Bayview Elementary School in Burlington, Washington would agree. There, veterans visit a school assembly and tell the students about the wars they fought. 12-year-old Allie Stewart has been at every assembly since she was in kindergarten. She says those veterans on the stage should feel proud.
They're brave because they served our country and they risked their lives for us to be free. I bet it was pretty scary.
Allie says that one year it was her grandfather on stage. He fought in World War II in the Philippines. Brad Solomon of Charleston, South Carolina, hears war stories from veterans almost every day. He's an intensive care unit nurse at the Ralph H. Johnson Veterans Administration Medical Center.
Veterans ask me all the time, are you a veteran? What branch of the service are you in? And I tell them, you know, I never have to spend any time in the military. You know, you spent your time doing what you had to do in the military, so some people wouldn't have to.
Solomon knows his job in the ICU is tough, but he says his patients have had it tougher.
Every one of us has worked a job, or maybe we're working a job where we work long hours and get really low pay. Well, these guys did exactly that, and they also had to worry that they might not be going home at the end of the day. Might not be seeing their family and their friends and their mom and dad, their daughters and their sons, their wives, ever again, just because they went to work.
Solomon says before he came to work at the VA hospital 2 years ago, he didn't give Veterans Day much thought. He knows a lot of people still don't.
We just don't think about it. Our taking care of going to soccer practice and going down to the mall, and our lives are just so fast-paced that if we're not directly involved, we don't have a son or daughter that's directly involved in the military. I just don't think we give it the credit that it deserves.
Solomon says he wishes there was a way for all of us to know who among us has served their country. Solomon says he's spending Veterans Day at a special memorial at Charleston Harbor's Patriots Point. He's bringing his 8-year-old daughter.